This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. AFP reports the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz as fierce fighting raged in the center of a second northern capital. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal, which is scheduled to be completed by the end of August. Of the three provincial capitals that have fallen since Friday, Kunduz is by far the most significant and has been a perennial target for the Taliban. The U.S. Senate advanced a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package in a procedural vote Saturday. That's an indication the measure will eventually be approved in a final vote. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will stay in session until the bill is passed, adding, quote, "It's up to my Republican colleagues how long it takes," end quote. In a 67-27 vote showing solid bipartisan backing, senators limited debate on the legislation. This, which would be the largest investment in decades toward U.S. physical infrastructure, including roads, bridges, airports, and waterways. Sue Bird of the United States capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record 5th gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with 5 gold medals, the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan Sunday at the Tokyo Games. The U.S. has now won the last 7 Olympic gold medals, matching the country's men's program for the most ever in a row. This is VOA News. Deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions in the political party of South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared Wednesday they had deposed him as the head of the party because he failed to represent their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. His spokesperson told reporters Machar's forces fought back, killing 2 major generals and more than 27 of the opposing fighters. He said Machar's forces lost 3 men. The fighting could not be independently confirmed. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has mobilized the military to carry out relief work in areas recently hit by heavy rains amid concerns over an economic crisis and food shortage. An early monsoon season arrived on the Korean peninsula last month, complicating pandemic-affected everyday life with torrential rains. The weather also inflicted damage in some southern regions. North Korean state TV released footage this week showing submerged houses and destroyed bridges and railroads, saying nearly 1,200 homes were devastated and 5,000 people evacuated from the affected areas. California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history, fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. But cooler overnight temperatures and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. Temperatures topped 90 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the double and triple digit high records earlier in the week. The U.S. averaged more than 107,000 new COVID-19 cases a day for the first week of August, according to Johns Hopkins University Saturday. For comparison, on June 7th, the U.S. reported just more than 10,000 new cases, this according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread quickly throughout the United States. The European Union has caught up to the once-vaunted U.S. coronavirus vaccination effort despite a sluggish start. In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the 27-nation bloc were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with nearly 12% in the United States. Now, some 60% of EU residents have received at least 1 dose, compared to less than 58% of Americans. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.